And as we bring Mike Kazi in, sometimes things just never change. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Robinson Cano banned for the next baseball season.
Good. Hoshi should be banned for life.
He really should. I mean, he had one major suspension, and this shouldn't just be for a year. I mean, enough is enough. I mean, when you get caught once majorly and you lose, what did he lose, 80-some games in a row or something like that the last time? This time should have been you're out. Goodbye.
I don't think there should be any grace. I think you get caught once, you should be banned for life. I don't care. But, go cry to whoever you want to be.
Yeah, but
you're cheating. Anybody that cheats should be thrown out, whether it's sports or whatever it is. And that should be the end of it. And you should know the risks before you take. You should know the penalty before you risk it. But he should be gone. End of story.
Yeah, but even he should be gone even more because he was caught once, and this just shows you that a cheater is not. This person is a cheater and will do anything to try to hang around the game, and he shouldn't be allowed to play anymore. You're right.
There's a lot of cheating going on. They should all be thrown out. First offense, gone.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to get more and more people that they'll sit out their 80 games. You know, and then they'll start collecting their money again, and they'll cheat again until they get caught.
And then if enough do it, they'll say, oh, well, you know, there's so many people doing it. Why should they be penalized? Why even enforce a penalty? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Cheating will be fine. Yeah, cheat. Go ahead. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, orange is crazy anyway.
Joke.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, baseball, and of course,
not only baseball, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. No, you're right, but it stands out even more. I mean, when you're given the God-given gift that you're given to be an athlete, and you hone those skills, and you work to become an athlete like that, and then you decide to change the rules yourself, you should pay a serious penalty for it. You really, really should. But anyway, in life, that's the case. If you're a successful businessman or businesswoman...
It depends who you are, too. You get away with stuff.
Yeah, but if you're a successful business person and all of a sudden you find a cheating way to improve your business, well, guess what? You're throwing away everything, and you're already successful, and you're taking the chance to throw away everything. So if you're going to take the chance to throw away everything, in real life, when you take that chance... If you rob a store and you get caught, you get arrested and you get thrown in jail.
Not anymore. Well, now you get released.
Well,
you get released in the afternoon.
It's an amazing situation we're in. Last night, I did not stay up for the game. I was asleep. The Seahawks defeated the Cardinals by a touchdown. And they finally take control of their division. But I did, like I said, I didn't watch. I did not watch the game. So
no, I don't watch any of them.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. But taking a look at the schedule, which we should pick up on because we have to make our picks for this week. By the way, the end of that game last week with the Hail Mary touchdown pass.
Yeah,
that one play didn't make the end of the game. The fact that 32 seconds before that, the other team scored to go ahead made having those two plays back to back made it an exciting end of the game.
Well, you weren't back to back. Arizona ran a few more plays,
but still, I mean,
and whoever the three defensive backs that were standing around the guy that caught the ball. They should be go working in a post office.
Yeah, I could never be a coach because I would have fired them all. I would have. There's just no excuse for that. But anyway, even though the guy did hold on to the ball and everything like that, but still, three guys around you and you catch a ball and you know it's coming and you know it's coming. It's amazing. All right. Do you want to pick the games first? Your games this week.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers, the Saints, and Cleveland. That's how bad football is. I take Cleveland every week.
Right, you're right. I'm gonna take the Saints over Atlanta. Absolutely, there's no doubt about that. And yes, I'll take Cleveland over Philadelphia because Philadelphia is in the NFC least. My next game, I'll take Miami over Denver. There, those are my games.
All right, I'll check Monday morning and see how we did.
Yeah, It's the NFL, so it's just everything's a toss-up there.
Well, the NFL's a lot like life now. None of it makes sense.
It's just absolutely crazy. See, we're almost, and this is a stat that surprised me today, 20% of the college football games for Saturday have been canceled because of students and coaches that are sick and can't appear at the games.
I went to my high school game last night. We played. We were good.
Yeah, 20%. 20%. Anyways. Oh, let's see. Now, first of all, is there any racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got a couple, but Churchill Downs hasn't had racing, turf racing for like 2 weeks, and yesterday they canceled it for the rest of their meet. I have no idea what the heck's going on there. That's never happened before. They always ran this November meet with turf racing. They're not doing it now. New York's running turf races galore, and there's looked in today's racing form. There's some horses shipping in from Kentucky to run on the grass in New York. So a big blow to Kentucky horsemen with no grass racing at Churchill. But two races this weekend, one at Churchill's, the Grade 3 Chalukie on a one-turn mile. That's Saturday. Three horses I'm looking at in here. One is the two-horse Finite, who's going to be the favorite. It's 2-for-2 over the track, 8-to-5 morning line. Another horse is the 8-horse Unique Factor, 2 starts, 1 win over the surface, coming off a nice second at Keeneland. And my top pick's going to be the 3-horse Grand Cru Class. This horse ran 3rd in the Ravens Run, got beat by 3/4 of a length in the middle of October at 20-to-1. Fits right in here for Billy Mott, a lightly raced 3-year-old with a lot of room for improvement. I think this horse steps up and wins. So 3-2-8 in this race, and then I couldn't print any of these out. I don't know why they wouldn't print, so I'm doing everything off the phone. So just hold on 1 second.
It's not easy to read phones.
No, it's not. At Aqueduct tomorrow is the Red Smith, 1 3/8 on the turf. Draws a pretty good field, actually. A lot of top horses running in this. A couple horses I'm looking at. One is the 8-horse. Let me blow this up again because it keeps closing on me. Where the heck is it? Yeah, okay. The 8-horse, Zayad. This horse ran in the 1.5-mile Sycamore. Ran kind of middle pack race and closed a little bit into what the favorite in this race would be, Red Knight, who won that race. And everybody on TV saying Red Knight's unbeatable in this race. Well, guess what? Red Knight's not even going to be one of my three picks. Zayed ran 3rd in that race. The horse that ran 2nd is my 2nd pick. That's the 3-horse Postulation for Mike Metz. This horse ran 2nd in the Sycamore, has speed, which is deadly at this time of year on the Aqueduct turf. So Postulation at 15-to-1 is going to be my 2nd pick. And my top pick is going to be the 9-horse, Aquaphobia, trained by Mike Maker. This horse also ran in the Sycamore, but got a wide trip, ran a lot of ground, had a little bit of an issue going into the stretch and had to get steadied at 3-to-1. And this horse ran 7th in that race. So I think Aquaphobia is going to get highly overlooked at the window and I think is more than capable of winning everything here. And like I said, the top pick, Red Knight, is a toss for me. So the 9, Aquaphobia, followed by the 8, Zayad, and the 3 Postulations to play in the Red Smith tomorrow at Aqueduct.
All right. Have they had a lot of rain down in Kentucky? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't understand it. I don't know why they're not doing it. I mean, they pushed it off. They said they were going to run the stakes races this coming weekend at Churchill, closing weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. And my buddy just sent me a text last night saying Churchill's off the turf for the rest of the meet. I just don't get it. I know the days are shorter and everything, but, I mean, they're not getting that much rain.
All right. Well, we'll be speaking with you Monday and Friday of next week again.
Yeah, this sucks. There's nothing to do.
No, it's really amazing. It's a good thing.
This is a time of year where sports is swinging.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're right. But it's not anymore. It's not.
And I guess they want to get the people used to doing nothing, being drones.
There's just so much. There's just so many movies you can watch. Really?
Nah, no movies.
I know.
I watch Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Family Guy and American Dad.
Surprise me.
Yeah, I like the way they make fun of people.
All right. Hey, Mike, I'll check with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can also get it at robinhoodradio.com on the web.